very raspy. So that's because of the game last yesterday. I was there, so my voice is pretty much shot.
Yeah, it's a good game.
I think that was the best game of the year.
Best game I've ever seen live.
In regards to
just being there in person.
I don't know, man. That for me, the Seahawks game 2 years ago was nuts, but also the playoff game against the Steelers. When we going in there, for me, that one is still number one.
Wait,
yeah.
Wait, why don't we start recording? Oh, I am recording. I forgot.
What did you say, Skyler?
I'm sure if I was at the, both of those games, I would have the same thoughts.
I mean, I think this one is probably the best regular season game I've been to. Granted, I've only been to two playoff games, but
there haven't been a lot to pick from. So.
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty sweet, though. I mean, that's a good list of games. I don't have anything like that on my resume.
I mean, although I will say the Jaguars-Texans Hail Mary was pretty insane.
You were at that game?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was at that game.
I'm mad at my mom from that game because I was riding the Ferris wheel when that happened.
I remember we talked about that on a previous episode. Skyler missed the game because he was at a fair with his mom.
You're absolutely right. That was probably this year. Yeah, okay. Wow, okay. All right, cool. So Mike is powering through his voice, as he's already mentioned. Skyler is joining us remotely, as you can hear. He is on the phone, and I'm seemingly okay, I think. I don't know. We'll see. This is a big episode for us. This is episode 83 of Dimes on Duval, brought to you by Nerdy Nuts. This is our final episode of 2022. We did it, boys. We got through a whole year.
About damn time.
This is our 29th episode of the year, to put in perspective. I think that's definitely our biggest number.
It's better than previous years, that's for sure.
It's our best year statistically so far. I wanted to start the show kind of with a little bit of just a recap, if you guys are cool with that. Just kind of talking about what this year has been for us.
My throat will thank you.
Yeah. Skyler, is that cool with you?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, cool. So just to start, actually, this first one involves you, Mike. It was a pretty cool start to the year because our second episode of the year, you were in the booth with
Greg CBS Adam Archuleta.
Colts game? Was that
one? It was the Colts game where Trevor Lawrence balled out and we kicked the Colts out of the playoffs.
It was a really cool experience for you. I'm very envious of you. I mean, you get to be in a booth with professionals. It's definitely a different experience for sure, right?
I haven't gotten called back by either CBS or Fox, so I don't care. This season I don't want to miss, so I'm okay with it.
Absolutely. Going down, this is all sequential order, I think I mentioned, but I just want to make sure. We thought that Byron Leftwich was our guy. We did a whole episode about Byron Leftwich being our guy, and he wasn't.
Thank God.
And I think we are all in agreement that we are very blessed to have Doug Peterson as our head ball coach. Skyler, you would agree with that?
Yeah, dude, I couldn't think of a more right statement.
Absolutely. Our draft grades might need some reviewing, as Skyler and myself gave the Jags a C+. Mike gave them a B. Do we feel the same way about those grades? Mike, you still feel B is appropriate?
No. More like a D.
Skyler?
I mean, I'd stick with C+, just because I think we've seen, like, bright spots, really good bright spots in terms of, you know, Devin Lloyd may be struggling now, but earlier in the season he was, you know, up at the right end of turnovers, and then Trayvon Walker's had some turnovers too, so, you know, I'm a C+, I'm not too disappointed with that grade.
I actually bumped mine down closer to a C-, maybe a solid C, just a solid C. Luke Fortner,
he's been solid.
Yeah, I can't complain about that. But like the likes of like Snoop Connor, who for some reason hasn't been able to sniff the field, the whole Muma Lloyd confusion, and Walker has not. You know, we talked. The note I have here on my list was: high upside, big risk, raw project.
Should have taken Kayvon Thibodeau. Personally, I wanted that guy.
Yeah, well, here we are. We are here anyway. Also, our undrafted free agents of Kevin Austin didn't make the team, and Andrew Mevis LOL. Bad kicker. Going along here. The Jumbo Shrimp article I wrote. I won't say it went viral, but it was popular enough for the Jumbo Shrimp to retweet and give us some props. So that was a really cool moment. I think it's a little should be a little motivation for me to write some more next year and maybe get an article from a Mike or a Skyler this coming year too.
I had an article last year. To be fair, two articles actually.
It's true. You had the whole
best and worst.
Yeah. So that was good. But maybe we'll all write one next year.
How about we have people write in some topics and then we'll divvy it amongst ourselves.
Yeah. If somebody's got a good idea for a topic, let us know, and we'll try our best to get something written. Next up, we have our first sponsor, and I say first sponsor as in first one that gives us a little something for being the sponsor, in Nerdy Nuts. I actually just bought a couple jars. I don't know if you saw them when you came in, Mike, but I got Kitchen Sink, and I got, what was the other one I got? Oh, the Cinnamon S'mores one. I got that one.
Hold on, we're going to stop the podcast. Not really stop, but... You wrote chicken salad is gross and you know it on a post-it note. Can I know why you think that and why this is in such great handwriting?
So sometimes while I'm on the phone or something like that, I just practice my cursive because it's, you know, a dying art form. And for some reason, I have like three go-to words. And chicken salad is one of them and pizza is the other one. And yeah, I wrote chicken salad is gross and you know it. And I agree with that statement. I do not like chicken salad at all.
Have you been to Chicken Salad Chick?
I would never because I don't like chicken salad.
That opinion is trash.
I don't like chicken salad either, but I like Chicken Salad Chick.
I don't like mayonnaise.
Oh, that explains it. Okay.
You gotta try it.
No.
I'll pick you up some and we'll eat it together.
No, I don't eat mayonnaise.
No, if he doesn't like mayonnaise, he won't like chicken salad, so that makes sense.
They have some mixed with ranch.
That doesn't sound right.
It's chicken and ranch. What do you mean? How does that not sound right?
That's not chicken salad.
What's more salad than ranch?
We're going way off topic here.
I get what you mean, but I think in the traditional sense of chicken salad, I will pass. Only one episode with guests, and that was our All-NBA episode. Huge shout out to our friends, JJ, Alma, and Fareed. We appreciate you guys coming on. We got to have them come on again and talk a little more NBA, maybe a mid-season update or something. Maybe around the All-Star break, we'll have them back on, talk a little bit more. And we got to get a couple other goofballs on this show because it's always fun to have some guests. Takes the pressure off us a little bit just to get some other opinions out there. But appreciate you guys again for coming on. And last but not least, I just wanted to mention, I mean, the ups and downs of this season for us, you and me, Mike. I'm looking at you as Noles fans. Skyler is a Gator fan, which, by the way, unfortunately, I had to put a red X on your take of the Gators having over 6.5 wins this season. Unfortunately, they only finished with 6. You made that prediction on September 13th at 9:30 p.m. See, I wrote that. I was very detailed with that one. But unfortunately, they did not get their 6.5 wins. But
that was the right number to bet on, you know. That was the spread.
Yeah, no, actually, that's what Vegas would have
put. That's what Vegas does, yeah, baby.
They know it best. And then, of course, the Jaguars, too, from the, I mean, what, last episode where we were just shitting on them after the Lions game to this game to this week.
Oh, I've got a lot of old takes exposed, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have all of those. Our bets and wagers, I have been keeping track of those since July. Our first one was actually a guest one, and Alma predicting the Utah Utes versus the Gators score. That was incorrect. But we have a couple that are still ongoing as Skyler's. 5 rushing TDs for Trevor Lawrence. He has 4 right now. Yes, he has 4 right now. So you are one away from that. Mike, you still have the opportunity for the Nuggets to be the top 4 seed in the West this coming year. And Cliff Kingsbury being fired by the end of the year.
That is looking very likely.
There's a couple other long-term ones, but I won't get into those. But the best one, I think, of the year was the if Miami beats Florida State, Kevin gets to be on the show. And Mike was so confident in that, and he was right.
Oh,
he
was 100% right. It wasn't a game. It was not a game.
It was not a game. It was not a contest. It was a joke. And
it was like a fun little carnival type of deal.
Exactly. Exactly. So thank you all for being a part of Dimes on Duval this year. We are looking for bigger and better things coming next year. And we've got a good show ahead of us here.
Honestly, do you think that would have been better at as a recap of the episode? Or a recap at the end of the episode, I'm sorry.
No. I just wanted to get that out of the way so we can end on a positive note here. So I have here one thing I wanted to add beforehand. I wanted to give an RIP to Mike Leach.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't around, you know, we weren't recording, when the news broke. And he may not have direct Jacksonville, Florida, influence, but he had a huge influence on our quarterback a few years ago in Gardner Minshew. And I don't know if you saw, either of you guys saw his interview that they talked to Gardner about Mike Leach, but it was teary-eyed and it was hard.
I didn't see it, no.
It was really hard to not shed a tear listening to him talk about his old head ball coach. I think the best picture of Mike Leach ever is the one where he has the little fake mustache as Gardner. Skyler, you've seen that one, right?
Yeah.
it's a classic one. But our condolences to the Leach family, Mississippi State football, and
Texas Tech football, Washington State football, anyone that knew Mike Leach, because he was definitely a legend, and I'm kind of miss seeing him on the sidelines with his crazy interviews, his antics. He's a innovator for college football and absolutely changed the game of football as it is now, because if it wasn't for him, who knows if we would have had, like, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, or even, obviously, Gardner Minshew, but, like, the offense would not be existing without him.
Yeah, that air raid offense was innovative. Pretty sure he came up with that one when he was at Valdosta State. So, just really cool. We appreciate you for all you did for the sport, Mike Leach. I think it's time for us to get into the heavy hitter of this episode. Mike is scribbling away over there. I don't know what's going on, but we've got the Jaguars. The freaking Jacksonville Jaguars. Skyler, you were in a suite, right?
Correct.
And Mike, you were in the 400s?
Jerry Jones.
Say that again?
Just a few suites down from Jerry Jones.
That's right. Yeah, you sent the pictures of that. Jerry Jones was, you can see through since they're glass in Jacksonville, so you can see across to the other suites, which is pretty cool. And yeah, Jerry Jones was right there. Mike, you were in the 400s?
Yep.
Did you walk around, or were you just there most of
the whole game? I sat up there because it was slammed. Like, I got to stadium. I got to my seats 10 minutes before kickoff, so I was not really planning on leaving the seats personally.
And it was a good crowd, right?
Oh, yeah. It was packed. It was packed.
What would you say the ratio was?
60-40 Cowboys.
Okay. Would you agree with that, Skyler?
Yeah.
It looked like in the suites that you took pictures of, it was Cowboys fans.
Yeah, there's Cowboy fans in my suites. There's Cowboy fans in the suite next to us. And then, you know, there's Cowboy fans in the suite that the owner. But honestly, I would say, like, if I had to guess, of that 60% of fans, I would say, like, 35-40% are from, like, at least from this area.
Oh, yeah. There's
not, you know, I don't think they are all from Dallas and such.
Oh, yeah. It's like seeing Yankees fans around town. Not all of them are from New York. I mean, you just know Joe Schmo. I think all of us know just a random Cowboys fan that isn't from Dallas. It's just one of those teams, you know, quote-unquote America's team when they're absolutely not. But, wow. I mean, that game, I was at Dick's Wings. I was not at the game, unfortunately. I watched the first half there. I was like, all right, I gotta do some grocery shopping. I got to get home. I missed the second Zay Jones touchdown.
Deep bomb?
Yeah, I missed that one, unfortunately. But I came back, and I had everything on the TV while I'm putting groceries away. And, whew, I was stressed to the max. But when they started that comeback, I talked to my maintenance guy today when I was coming back from our corporate office. I was like, I think we've got this one. I really do. And sure enough, Jags win in OT. 40-34 is your final score. There were so many cool things that happened in that game. And I just want to go over a few of them. Shout out to Demetrius Harvey because he's like my best reference, I mean, for anything. But the Jaguars, here's the first one. This is from Mike DiRocco. Jags, who are a game behind the Titans in the AFC South, they now have a 42% chance to win the division, according to ESPN Analytics. After the Lions losing to the Lions, we were at 8%. That's a hell of a jump.
Yeah, no, I did not think the Jaguars are going to win at all.
Well, when I was sitting there before that Zay Jones drive or that touchdown, I think on that drive I was like contemplating leaving, and then I really didn't get much into the game until after that touchdown, and like there's a flag on that play obviously, and I was just like waiting to see what it was, and when it was against Dallas, that's when I was like, well, you know, maybe we're gonna have some good luck today starting from here, because it's not like we necessarily struggled moving the ball. The fumble early in the game was, you know, not good. You know, and defense let up some early scores, but you know, we had been coming back from games prior anyways. It obviously this was gonna be a much tougher task, but I didn't get much into the game until that play.
Personally, I thought when the Jaguars were down 27-10, I almost wanted to leave. Because I was like, oh, the blowout's about to happen. And when the Jags scored the touchdown, I'm like, okay, you know what? We're staying. And then we scored again. Yeah. And, yeah, and the rest is history.
Yeah, speaking of those scorings, we snapped the Cowboys' 39-game win streak when leading by 17 points.
You know what also was snapped? A 20-game losing streak to an NFC team. I'm so over that stat being passed around every week we play an NFC team.
Absolutely. Other things this year are we snapped a 9-year drought against Tennessee on the road. We snapped an 18-game losing streak on the road week 3 when we beat the Chargers. We snapped that 0-win on the West Coast streak against the Chargers. We've got one more streak that we need to break. We've lost 9 straight to the Texans. We need to beat the goddamn Texans.
One game at a time. The main focus is on the New York Jets this Thursday.
Absolutely. And Trevor Lawrence, since week 9, this is my last stat I wanted to throw in. He is a 70.4% completion percentage, which is first in the league. 14 passing TDs, which is tied for second. Only one interception. And a 111.2 passer rating, which is also first. Trevor Lawrence is playing on an elite level. We had that one game against the Lions where we had some drops. We had some drops again this week, too. Not as bad. We still lead the league in drops, as far as I know. But Trevor is finding his stride, I guess, is the best way to put it. He's hitting throws that I didn't think he could make early in the season. He is eluding pressure a lot better. He's not making silly throws. If he needs to throw the ball out of bounds, he's throwing the ball out of bounds, which is very nice to see. But it's nice just to see some evolution, you know?
Trevor Lawrence has arrived.
Yeah, I would agree.
The generational prospect that everyone was hyping up has arrived. Yeah. He's here to stay. We have a head coach and a quarterback. We cannot see that ever in this franchise.
You agree, Skyler?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too ahead, but it's like really exciting to look forward to next year too at the same time, because, you know, we had 500 yards of offense, and that was with 3 turnovers that are all correctable, and we're adding Calvin Ridley to this offense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Calvin Ridley is yet to come. I am so stoked for that.
I am salivating, and this season's not even over yet. The Jets game, if we can play like we played on offense, but you know, minus the turnovers, and then keep getting turnovers like we have been the past 2 weeks from the defense, that I want to see them just crush the Jets, so that way the Jaguars can further develop their confidence, because it, you know, you can see the confidence growing, and like that touchdown rush against Tennessee that Lawrence had, he was supposed to hand it off, but you know, he decided he wanted to take it himself, so, and just stiff-armed another grown man into a little boy on the way there. And, you know, his legend just continues to rise, like, as we continue. And there's so much more of the season to go, and if it continues going this way, I mean, it could be a really, really magical season. Even though, like, even no matter what, how it ends, but yeah, you mentioned one game back. You know, we can win Thursday, and I guess we'd then only be half a game back technically.
Yeah. So like you just said, we have the Jets this Thursday at 8:15, Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime. Zach Wilson is looking to be the starter, as far as we know. Mike White has not been cleared. This man who's been going to like 15 different doctors to try and get, you know, someone to clear him to play. Football guy right there. But looks like it's going to be Zach Wilson versus Trevor Lawrence, which is great. The Jets have been sliding as they dropped to the Lions this past week. I mean, it could be just the Lions have been fantastic.
Lions are the hottest team in the NFL right now.
They absolutely are, but the Jets have lost three straight.
Their only loss in like that last eight games have been the Buffalo Bills. So
yeah, and that's not a bad loss at all. So the Jets have lost three straight. They lost to the Vikings, the Bills, and the Lions. Three good teams.
And to be fair, they should have probably won two of those.
Absolutely, absolutely. They've got us coming up. They're not looking past us because they've got the Seahawks and the Dolphins after that. But Zach Wilson has been benched. He's been back. He's been good. He's been bad. I don't see him beating us. I don't know. My prediction right now is we're going to beat the Jets. You can't say anything, Mike, because you can't pick us.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick the Jaguars.
So you could just say, like, you know, some good things.
No,
like,
literally, every time I'm convinced, every time I pick the Jaguars on our tweet predictions, they lose. Every time I pick against the Jaguars, they win. I'm convinced at this point.
8 years.
I'm convinced at this point. This is ridiculous. Like, what? I'm going to pick the Jets just because I think the Jaguars are going to win, but I don't know.
It's so stressful when you're picking these games. Like, just in these moments, at least.
I mean, 2 weeks ago, I put money on the Titans to cover 3.5, and they got smacked. So I lost money for the Jaguars to win. So congrats, Jags fans. I lost money for your sake.
Keep doing that.
I'm not doing that. I don't want to lose my house.
Well, with that game, Quinnen Williams is looking like he's going to return, so they will get him back. That'll be good for their defensive line. We lose Cam Robinson for the year. Meniscus, not ACL, so diamond in the rough. A little bit better than what it could have been. So Walker Little, please step up. I'm begging you. This is going to be your biggest test yet.
And I don't think, like, there's a lot of people that are, you know, wanting to see how he performs. He came in for Juwan Taylor, if I'm not mistaken, during this last game, too, before he had to switch back over to the left side for Cam. And, I mean, we only allowed one sack throughout the game, and that was in the first quarter to Michael Parsons. So, I mean, yeah, Williams will be a concern. That Jets defense is pretty good in terms of coverage and stuff. Other than Williams, I'm really familiar with who they have on the defensive line. But it'll be fun to watch. I think it'll be Thursday night, so both teams are going to rise to the occasion.
Well, let's hope the Jets don't. But
absolutely, let's hope they stay landed or grounded.
By the way, question: do you guys think James Robinson plays on Thursday?
Hell no.
Because he's been a healthy scratch the last 3 weeks.
I was wondering that because I have him on my fantasy bench, and
Have dropped him as soon as he got traded.
Well, no, I keep him in good faith for supporting him. He's provided me with memory.
So. That's not how fantasy works.
Zonovan Knight.
That's how my fantasies work, Mike.
Zonovan Knight, one of their running backs, has said that today Robert Saleh said that his ankle injury could be good enough to where he could play Thursday. But if Zonovan Knight is out, I assume that they would activate James Robinson. But who knows? Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see.
I would like to watch him play. That'd be cool.
I mean, I'm cool if he doesn't, to be honest. I don't need like a revenge game type game happening or something like that.
This is a higher draft pick.
Yeah.
Our Jags have been doing pretty well against us this season. Well, like Josh Oliver played all right.
Well, that was the flukiest of fluke games. But I see what you're saying for sure. I will say one last thing about the Jaguars. One of the most important plays of the game was Evan Engram getting out of bounds. He doesn't get out of bounds there, we lose that game.
100%.
Well, and then also on top of that, you know, the Cowboys throwing it, just lobbing it on third down, allowing us to save that timeout anyways.
Yeah, I was very confused that play call, but I'll take it.
Dumb Mike McCarthy. I thought that was
expecting them to run it, and then, you know, we just used a timeout. You know, nothing A, nothing lost, but whatever.
But yeah,
that's their fault.
Blame Kellen Moore or whatever his name is, and
Moore.
And Mike McCarthy. Kellen Moore was a failed quarterback for a reason. Statue of Liberty, yeah, right. Other than that, do we have any other Jaguars stuff you guys want to mention? I mean, I do want to mention that we don't have to win out.
I agree. I don't know why everyone's thinking we have to win out. We don't have to win out.
Don't have to win out. If everything goes the way it has been going, and you know we all win games, we just have to tie the Titans.
What's the Titans' remaining schedule? They have
The Texans this week, the Cowboys next week, and then obviously Week 18 here in Jacksonville.
Wow.
Honestly, I think Houston's going to beat them. Like
they've
been playing really good football the past couple weeks.
They almost beat the Cowboys and the Chiefs, so anything can happen. I'm worried about the Jaguars being the Texans first before anything.
Well, yeah, but that's after the Jets. So, like, you know, theoretically we could be up a game tied with them going against Houston while they go against Dallas. But we'll have to see how Houston plays against Tennessee because I'm sure Tennessee's frustrated. They haven't been winning many games, so
they need
to try to win something.
Yeah, they're on a four-game skid.
Yeah, that'll be Christmas Eve. And 1 p.m., you can watch the Texans-Titans if you really, really want to. They play the Cowboys in prime time, though.
Titans to lose.
Yeah. Cowboys are in prime time only 5 days later, so that could
be
something.
That's the last Thursday night game of the year.
Yep. And then us. I love that they have a TBD there because if it's a
– if we win on Sunday – I'm sorry, on Thursday, and the Titans lose – or even
I think if we win against
the Jets, I think they're flexing the Jags Titans to Sunday Night Football. Or
when will they make the times official?
I think after Week 17. Like as soon as that game ends, as soon as the Sunday action ends, they announce it. So we could have a Saturday night game, by the way. There's two games on that Saturday of Week 18, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, what are the remaining Week 18 games, if you want to run through them real quick, just so we can see like how intense the matchup.
So the only one that I remember seeing that could be a factor is Ravens Bengals. Winner gets the division is what I'm thinking will happen. But
could it's Tampa a week. Bay, Atlanta be? No,
no, there's no shot they're putting Atlanta or Tampa on national television right now. That's the only game I think they can put on there. Denver is a disaster. Vegas, Kansas City might be interesting, especially if Vegas needs to win to get in the playoffs. Jets, Dolphins could be one, but I doubt it.
Carolina, New Orleans.
I think they're going to put a division scenario where win and in over anything else.
Because I think the Raiders, Kansas City game, that's going to be the Romo Nance game.
Could be.
That's my
I'm call. Okay if we don't have the Romo Nance game. I don't really care.
Yeah, but I think the best chance right now.
Or night game, whatever.
I think a really good chance Titans-Jags could be Sunday night because it's like win the division, you're in the playoffs. It's going to be hyped up. They're going to show a lot of the stuff. They're going to have the Sunday night crew. I don't know. I think it could be a very good shot.
The hottest quarterback in the second half of the season so far.
Yeah.
Younga on the rise.
Yeah, and also division rivalry. There's history. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that's about it for Jaguars talk. I do want to quickly mention, before we wrap things up here, the Orlando Magic are on a
six-game winning streak.
It is a great feeling. God, beating Boston two games in a row is just...
It's this. Mwah. Chef's kiss.
Y'all had a win streak this long.
2019, I'm pretty sure.
It was 2019, you are correct. And
was that last playoff season?
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, no, 2020 we went to the bubble. Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, we were in the bubble.
No, it was 2019-2020 season.
Yeah, it would have been 2019-2020. Yeah, so yeah, that was the season. And they've been playing really well. They're getting guys back from injury. Guys have been stepping up. Wendell Carter is slated to return this Friday.
I saw that.
Fingers crossed. And, you know, things are looking up for my two teams here with
Paolo
Banchero. Our two teams, correct. Yeah, Paolo Banchero and Trevor Lawrence are playing like they were drafted to play like. So I'm very happy about that. Got the Hawks tonight. Don't think we'll win that one just because we're coming off a back-to-back and our guys are probably gassed.
Yeah, as you say that, DeJounte Murray's coming back tonight.
So. Oh, well, I hope Paolo drops like 35 on him because he's a bitch.
I like DeJounte.
Oh, no, he's a bitch. Yeah. He says stay modest and then he talks shit.
Yeah, it's well, like, that's all right, athletes, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not all. Joe Zelenka wasn't like that.
90% athletes.
That was a good pull, right? Oh, you guys have any 83s, by the way? I have one for you, Skyler. NASCAR, 83, Brian Vickers.
Yeah, I was going to say him. And then for football, Ben Koyak, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good pull. Ben Koyak.
So I'm going non-Jags. Flipper Anderson, who wrongfully has the highest yards in a single – most yards in a single game. Most receiving yards in a single game. He has 336. It should be Calvin Johnson, but that's besides the point.
We'll just say he has the most receiving yards in a game with overtime.
Yeah, but that should – never mind.
This could be two different things, you know?
Oh, you're talking about like what it should be called.
Yeah.
Or, yeah,
like I agree. He should be the one with overtime. Calvin Johnson's the one without overtime.
Yeah, which Calvin is Johnson was 7 yards. Oh, I'm taking Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, Calvin – who the hell did Flipper even play for?
The Rams.
Oh, and I was going to say the Lions.
The – Colts, Broncos, and Redskins at the time.
Well, good for that guy. Whatever.
Yeah, well, he's still alive, so.
Oh, well, I was going to say RIP and peace, but he's alive, so don't have to worry about that.
That's interesting. He went to high school in New Jersey, went to college at UCLA. Talk about changing culture.
Hey, man, he wanted the beach life, like the good beach life, not the cold beach life.
Went from the Jersey Shore to,
the California Shore, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, okay. I think that's about it for us. It's the 19th as we record this. Christmas is right around the corner. If you celebrate, Merry freaking Christmas.
And Happy New Year because we're not coming back until 2023.
Absolutely. Happy Hanukkah. I believe today is the second day of Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate. Happy Kwanzaa to those who celebrate. If you don't celebrate anything, hey, enjoy the cooler weather. I don't know if you guys saw, but we are in getting prepared for the coldest winter in about 3 decades. It is going to be, the low is like 20.
I don't want to make sure we leave anyone out. Say if anyone's in the southern hemisphere too, they're getting ready for warmer weather. So, kudos to them too.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I was lost there for a second.
I took the long way.
Yeah, no, this is record colds coming from the north. Like the Dakotas, I saw their predictions are like negative 40 for Christmas Eve. And that's just crazy to think about. It'll be nice to have a cold Christmas. White Christmas would be cooler, but no one can drive in that. So it's probably for the best. So on that note, thank you guys for listening to the final episode of 2022. We will see you in 2023, back and better than ever. Peace out, guys. Happy New Year.
Jared Verse, defensive end, Florida State.
Love you guys. Hey, probably be better than all the defensive ends we got from Florida.
True.
Literally, just get 3 sacks, you're better than any of them.